All right, today is Monday, November 9th, 2009, and I'm in Salina, Kansas. Okay, so I'm in Salina, Kansas with Jim Ryan, and we are going to get this interview started. Okay, I guess we'll start with, where did you grow up that you have your earliest memories about going to church?
In Smith County, Kansas, which is about a mile and a half inside of the Nebraska line, Kansas. And, my dad was a Catholic, and I'm not sure what denomination my mother was. Her folks was German, so I'm not sure what church she attended, but after they got married, she attended the Catholic Church with Daddy.
Okay, so you grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you guys go to church every Sunday?
No, not every Sunday. I can't tell you. I mean, it would depend. Back then, it kind of depended on the funds.
Yeah.
Because we was about 20 miles from church one way.
Oh.
So gas was kind of a problem during the war years and stuff.
Okay.
And price.
Okay.
And money was tight. So.
Yeah.
But as often as. Didn't miss too many Sundays, by.
Okay, so when, I know now you're a member of the Methodist Church, so when did you switch?
Oh, either in 1959 or 1960 after I got married.
Okay.
We got married in the Methodist Church, so then you can no longer be a Catholic.
Right. Now, did you actually have to go through any type of conversions classes or anything like that, or was it just...
To be in the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just a matter of joining the church then, I guess.
Okay, so would you say that you've been more involved as a Methodist or more involved when you were brought up as Catholic?
Oh, probably more involved as a Methodist because it was older then.
Yeah.
And so probably been more involved then as a Methodist. And I guess been Methodist longer than Catholic.
Yeah. Okay, so what city were you in when you first started going to church as a Methodist?
Probably in Manhattan, I guess. Manhattan, Kansas.
Okay. Okay, and you said you became a Methodist through marriage. And, I guess tell me a little bit about... Did you go to church pretty regularly on Sundays?
As a Methodist?
Yeah.
Not the first few years, probably not too regular.
Okay.
But later on, then we went pretty regular.
Okay. And you obviously have three kids.
Right.
were they brought up in the Methodist Church as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of, programs for... youth did they have? Did they go to Sunday schools or did they go to the regular service with you guys?
They went to Sunday school. And I think to them, they would have Sunday school first and then attend a regular service too.
Okay, so.
I remember. Most of the time anyway. Later on, it might have been where they went to Sunday school during the regular service. But
okay.
I think most generally they went to both.
Oh, okay, so it definitely was like a family event, and they tried to incorporate the kids into regular
yes.
services.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you feel that your experiences with the church, did they have like an influence on your daily life, or was it pretty much just like something that you did on Sundays?
Probably mostly something you did on Sundays. Had some influence on your daily life, of course, but
yeah.
Most of it was on Sunday, probably.
Yeah. And what, I know that you moved around quite a bit, so when would you say that you finally kind of settled and were at the church that you currently go to?
In 1970, we settled here in Salina. And I don't know, guess we really joined the University Methodist here in Slane at that time.
Uh-huh.
Either in 70 or 71, anyway.
Okay, so you've been pretty much an active member in that church since then.
Yeah, for about 40 years, I guess.
Okay. And what, have you seen any, like, major changes in those 40 years within the church?
Yeah, there's been quite a few changes in the in the 40 years.
Let's talk about those.
It's, I don't know, I guess it's got more liberal, maybe, or, because it used to be whenever you went to church or whatever, you usually got dressed up in your Sunday best and and you went to church, and that was part of Sunday, getting dressed up, I guess, and then you was, what do I want to say, there wasn't very much talking among the congregation out in the church part, because everybody was supposed to be quiet, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's all changed, because now people visit back and forth, and which is good, better than the other, I think. And the dress isn't so critical anymore. I still think it's nice for people to dress for church, but now they wear most anything they want to wear, and the music's changed quite a little bit. It's more modern, I guess you say, and I kind of like that, rather than the old hymns and stuff.
Yeah. Would you say that as far as, like, the sermons go, have they gotten more modern to kind of relate to what's going on around the world, or are they pretty more, are they pretty much still, like, scripture-based?
Most generally, they're more modern. It's more about now than it was back in the, I don't know what you want to say, but in the early times anyway, I guess, because now it's, they talk more about what's happening today, which that's better, I think, than
Like trying to relate the message.
And going way back. But there's still some of that they have once in a while.
And in the Methodist Church, they rotate pastors, correct?
Right, yeah.
And how often do they do that?
Well, I don't know. That varies. It seems like you're lucky if you keep the same one for 2 or 3 years. And I think they can be rotated every year. But myself, I think it'd be better if they could keep the same pastor for, you know, the longer the better.
Right.
Of course, I guess if you get a bad one, then it's better to have a change.
Right.
But there's not too many bad ones, I don't think.
Have there ever been any issues where you did have a pastor that the congregation didn't really take to or didn't agree with the message that they were putting out?
Yeah, there's been a few times in this church. So.
What were some of the issues with those particular?
I guess they just really didn't care much for the person and didn't care the way he preached and some of the things he'd done. I don't know just for sure what all those was, but there's probably been, in the 40 years, I don't suppose there's been over about maybe 3 or 4 out of that whole time that the congregation really didn't approve of it. Didn't, they just stayed about a year.
So did they take steps to try and get that pastor rotated out, or did they just kind of bide their time until you were assigned somebody else?
That I really don't know, because I think that's kind of left up to the parish staff to decide with the bishop and the superintendent. And I'm sure they recommended that they be transferred somewhere else. But, and I really don't know how the bishop and the superintendent would react on something like that.
So is there kind of like, well, I know within the Methodist Church there is a kind of a political hierarchy of how things break down. Do you have like a structure within your church itself of people that are on certain committees or?
Yes. Yeah, there's, well, like just said, the parish staff, which they just recommend different stuff, I guess. Then there's a board of trustees that takes care of the keeping the church more or less running and fixing things up and what they need. And then there's a finance committee that allots some money out to have the things fixed. And there's a committee for the memorials, another committee for endowment. And there's probably more than that. But
are people, how do people get on these committees? Are they like elected or are they assigned?
No, they're most generally just asked to be on them.
Okay.
And then assigned to be on them.
Okay. And how big would you say that your congregation is?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know how many members we have. There's quite a few members, but there's quite a few that don't attend very regular either. I think on the average Sunday with the two services, both of them together, there's probably 150.
Okay. Would you say in the 40 years you've been there that that number has gone down, gone up, stayed about the same?
I think right now it's increasing a little bit with the minister we have. He's doing a good job. So I think right now it's increasing, and it has dropped down because some people have left on account of the minister. They didn't like him and they went to another Methodist church. But right now I think we're increasing.
Okay. So the two services that you mentioned, are they the same, or do you kind of have one more traditional and one that's a little more modern?
We have one traditional and one contemporary. That's what I'm saying. Contemporary. One contemporary and one traditional. And I go to the contemporary one.
Which one draws more of the crowd?
I think the contemporary one, if they're both pretty close to the same, but and might be because the contemporary ones is at 10:45 and the traditional is 8:30, so
right.
A lot of people don't really like to go to the 8:30 just on account of the time.
Okay. And does the church that you're currently at, does it have a youth program? Are there younger people that are involved in that, or?
They have a youth program, but there doesn't seem to be too many youth involved in it. The younger youth from, well, say maybe 3 to 12, 13 in there, there's quite a few of them. But the older teenagers and on up, there isn't too many of them involved in the church anymore.
So do you think that that'll be something that eventually there's not really a program needed, or do you think that maybe there'll be more people that join it in the future?
I think maybe there'll be more join it because they have a associate pastor there now that she's working with the youth and stuff and seemed to be doing a real good job. So I think she's going to get more interested in the youth coming.
Okay. So that's kind of more of a recent thing that's just started.
Yeah, just started probably in the last 2 years.
Okay. And you mentioned before, as far as like the upkeep of the church goes and like the grounds and just basically keeping everything running, do you have volunteers within the church that help for that, or do you contract work out as far as like keeping the grounds up or hiring people from outside?
Well, it's a little bit of both. There's some volunteers that do some of the work, and then we have two custodians and one maintenance person.
Okay.
That does, they do the lawn mowing and the snow shoveling and then cleaning the church. That's mostly done by them.
Okay.
Some volunteers, they every once in a while they'll have a work day or what, and then volunteers will come in and help them.
Oh, okay.
Clean part of it. But,
right.
But there's three people that's more or less responsible for the upkeep, I guess.
Do you guys have social events besides just the normal church service, like potlucks, or are there groups where people get together to do certain things outside of just the Sunday mornings?
Oh, yeah, they have quite a little bit of stuff going on. They have, every once in a while, they have a fifth Sunday morning brunch, they call it. For every month it has the fifth Sunday in it, they'll have a brunch for that. And then they have quite a few potlucks. And then they have a program they call the Buck Meal on Sunday night that all the kids going to Kansas Wesleyan College can come over and eat there for a buck. And the meals vary from hamburgers to, I don't know, just whatever they decide to fix. But anybody going to school can eat there for a dollar on Sunday nights. And then they have a board acre sale that they sell different crafts and food and items and a matador dinner. And then there's a lot of different classes they have as far as religious classes and stuff that they teach during the week, too. So there's quite quite a few other functions that go on besides just Sunday morning.
Do you know anything about when that church, how long has that particular church been here? Do you know?
100 years.
100 years.
We celebrated 100 years in April. Okay. So that was a good one. I can answer that one. So it's just a little over 100 years old.
So I'm assuming there's not a mortgage on the church. Do you know anything about that?
I don't think there is. I'm not sure, but I don't think there would be.
Yeah.
Because I think the last addition was built in 82, I believe. So I think that it should be all paid off.
And would you say that the church kind of has an open door membership? Do they use any kind of recruiting process or any kind of advertising to try and get new people to join the congregation?
Yes, with the university right across the street from the church, Kansas Wesleyan, I'm sure they're always trying to get some of the students to come, which very few do, but some are there. And then they advertise every week in the paper about the University Methodist Church, and if you don't have a church, try us. And so they advertise too.
Does the church have any type of relations with other organizations? I know, you know, there's Methodist churches all over Kansas. Do you ever have joint trips with other churches or anything of that nature?
I don't know about trips and stuff. They always have the conference here in Salina for the, I don't know whether we're called the Mid-Central Conference or what, but anyway, they always have a conference here where all the ministers and the lay leaders and stuff come and meet up at the Bryce Center. And I think maybe they take some camping trips with other churches. But I'm not sure about that. I've never been on one, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, within the church, the actual building itself, what kind of artistic expressions are there? You mentioned that instead of the hymnals now, you sing more modern music, but do they have a band? Do they have a choir?
Well, they have both. They have a choir that sings at traditional church service, and once in a while the other one, but not always. And then they have praise team that sings the modern music, and it consists of six or seven singers and a guitar player and a drum player and a flute player, piano player.
Okay.
So both, I guess, really.
Okay, and what kind of symbolic statements of theology are within the church itself? Like, is there stained glass? Is there crosses?
Oh, yeah, all the windows are stained glass. And most of them are donated by somebody that's bought the windows and had them put in.
Oh.
And they're, of course, go back a long time, too. They're pretty old windows. And then there's a cross up at the front and an altar and I don't know, just that's.
Okay. Do you think that you've been at this church for 40 years? This is the church that you'll stay at? You won't?
Yeah, I'm not planning on switching anyway.
Yeah. And as you said, they're trying to get the youth program going and maybe even recruit new members. Do you think that this church will continue for a long time? Do you see any threats of maybe the congregation getting smaller and it having to close its doors, or do you think it'll be around for a while?
I think it'll be around for quite a while. I don't know. There's a lot of older people there, so I'm sure it's going to decline a little bit if some younger ones don't come in. But there's getting to be a few more younger ones, so. Been here for 100 years, I kind of doubt if it closes. And with the college right next door, that should help it some, I would think. I guess I forgot to mention one service. So we've got a Spanish service now, too, that meets on Sunday morning, and that's Well, I don't think they have over about maybe 10 to 15, but then there's a few Spanish people coming out too, so.
So does,
forgot that.
Does your normal pastor conduct that service?
No, they have another pastor that does it, Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And you said, how many people attend that?
Probably not over 10 or 15 every Sunday. There's not too many yet, but probably more coming maybe.
So do they, does the group that attends that service, do they have any interaction with the congregation that attends the services in English?
Not really, no, there's not. They use it on, they have this one at 9:30, the Spanish service is 9:30, so it's in between the other two, so no, they don't.
So they're not, they don't seem to be involved with any of the other groups or anything?
I don't think so, unless it's some of the potluck or something like that, maybe, but not as far as church services go.
So you have, three children. Have they, who were raised in the church, are they still members of the Methodist faith or that same church?
No, I guess not. I guess I just one as a member yet. And I don't know for sure how you lose your membership out of the Methodist church, except one's moved out of town, which, and then the other one's going to a different church, so. I guess one's all that's left.
So the one that, there's still one in town, but that goes to a different church, and which faith is that?
I think that's a Baptist church.
Okay. And was there a reason that he chose to switch, or?
I think marriage probably changed his, I don't know whether it changed his faith or not, or but changed the place where he's coming to church.
Okay. Well, I think, have there been, in the 40 years that you've been there, have there been any really memorable characters that stick out in your mind? You know, they don't even have to be a pastor, maybe somebody who was just a part of the congregation.
Oh, gosh. No, I can't think of any. There's this older lady, Helen Maupin, that's been pretty dear friend all through the years, her and her husband, which he's passed away now. And then the minister we have now, he's a real, real nice, sociable minister, I would say. And then there was another one that was years ago, Jim Fredrickson, that was handicapped, and he was kind of associate minister there for a while. And outside of that, there's probably been some others, but I don't really remember.
Oh, there's just one other thing I wanted to ask you, as far as the kids in the church go. For the ones that are younger, maybe even too young to attend Sunday school, do they have any type of child care facilities that they offer?
Yes, they have a nursery that there's two ladies that takes care of their nursery and keeps the younger kids that's too young to attend church, I guess.
And are there quite a few people that take advantage of that? Or?
Well, usually there's about 6 to 7 kids that's in the nursery on Sunday morning. So not a whole bunch, but a few anyway.
Okay, well, I think that about covers it, unless there's anything else you can think of that you'd like to share. I mean, it could even be from one of your earlier church experiences.
I don't know. You've covered it pretty well and stuff. I don't know that anything else has changed so awful much. Well, I guess it's changed quite a bit in 40 years when you get thinking back of some of the sermons and stuff they had and everything. And communion's probably what's changed the most from the time it started to now, because it used to be you took bread and then grape juice for the blood of Christ, and and now they give you a wafer, and I guess you still get the juice.
Why have they changed that?
I suppose it's more sanitary, maybe, and probably handier to serve than a loaf of bread with everybody taking a piece off from it. And they used to pass it through the pews where everybody took it, and it's just now they just give you the wafer and the little juice. And
how often does the Methodist Church offer communion?
Oh, I'm going to say maybe about once every 6 weeks. It seems like it kind of varies from time to time. But we had one minister that we had communion about every Sunday. Why, I don't know. But he did.
So there's not a golden rule. It's
I don't think there's any set rule. No, not like the Catholic Church. Of course, there's communion every Sunday, too. But then it's changed, too, from what it used to be.
They have a baptism ceremony or a confirmation ceremony? Does that usually happen? Like, are you born and then baptized into the church, or is there something later when you're older?
Well, the baptized, most people are baptized shortly after birth. I mean, maybe within the first year, probably. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's some that may not be baptized till they're 40, 50 years old.
Okay.
And then the confirmation class, that's usually when they get older. I don't know, probably 10, 11 maybe, before they. And then that's, after they finish the confirmation class, then they're members of the church.
Okay. So you do have to, what if you join the church when you're older? Do you go through confirmation classes then? How do you become a member if you?
I think they do have some sort of class. I don't remember going through any class, but maybe we did. But they do have a class, and I don't know how long it is, because there is a class they go through to become members of the church.
Okay.